Hello, 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 my love, and happy Friday. You have made it to the end of yet another week, and today we are very excited to share a sneak peek of yet another exclusive episode with you that was just released today inside of the subscription to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Every other Friday, I record an episode specifically for you. When you join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, you have an opportunity to submit listener questions as often as you would like, and I record personalized episodes just for you, answering your question, speaking on your topic, sharing from my own experience, and giving you the guidance, support, and coaching that you need to start taking steps to move forward in your life. Today, you're going to be hearing a sneak peek from the episode that got released today, answering a current listener question inside of exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you desire to join this subscription, you can do so via the link in the show notes of this episode and gain immediate access to all of the incredible episodes over there awaiting you. I love you so much, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen and Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Jamie's question or comment said, I need a pep talk on staying in my own lane. I often find myself constantly comparing myself to legit anyone and everyone, and I hate it. I acknowledge that I've come a long way, but lately I can't seem to stop. I want to focus on myself and my little family. So I think it's so incredible, Jamie, that you can recognize and acknowledge that you've come a really long way. And I think that this is something that is so important for us to focus on before we move into kind of reiterating some of the ways that you can really work on minimizing this in your life. But one of the things that I think holds people back from being successful in their lives and really living the lives that they want for themselves and achieving the things that they want is we have this expectation that things are supposed to change quickly in our lives, or that things are supposed to change in completion. Whereas, like, if something is happening a lot in our lives, we want it to never happen. And as human beings, it is nearly impossible for us to say certain things are absolutely never going to happen. So if you recognize that you've come a really long way in comparing yourself to other people, that's amazing. And you should celebrate that and acknowledge that and be really, really proud of that. And understand that there might be periods of time in your life where these thoughts and feelings come up again, where they resurface, or something triggers those feelings in your life and you end up spiraling down a little bit of a rabbit hole. All of these things are very normal, but recognizing that you have a toolbox full of skills and tools that can help you move forward is what is going to be most important. So often, these kind of thought patterns and behaviors that we want to change in our life, it's not about getting them to completely go away. It's about learning how to minimize them so that they don't wreak havoc on the rest of our lives. And it's about being able to recognize when we're feeling that way and when we choose to step in and self-sabotage because of the negative and limiting feelings and beliefs that we're having about ourselves. So if you're recognizing growth in yourself, that's incredible. Also, if you're recognizing that when these things happen, you're behaving differently, that is a sign of growth. The only indicators of growth are not, okay, it's gone now, or okay, it's not happening as frequently. Sure, those are indicators of growth. But another massive indicator of growth that people often overlook is, how are you behaving and responding to the things that are happening? If you are behaving and responding differently, then that is growth, and that is worth acknowledging and being really, really proud of, okay? So in your message, you said, I want to focus on myself and my little family, and you talk about being in your own lane. Something that I think could be really powerful for you, and something that I've had to do many times when I find myself going down a comparison trap, because it still happens for me sometimes, is reminding myself what it is that I want for my life. Keywords there, I and my. What do I want for my life? How would you be living your life if no one else could see what you were doing? And you had no idea what anyone else was doing. How would you be living your life? What are the things that matter to you? How would you be spending your time? You know, so often I'll get on social media and I'll see people who I admire or look up to, and they're like living lavish lives. And let's just say they're going to fancy hotels on holidays or every other weekend, and they're renting out massive suites, and they're doing this, and they're going out to nice dinners and getting drinks. And sure, that's fun for me every once in a while, but that certainly would not be a way that I want to live my life on a consistent basis. I am very happy at home in my pajamas with no makeup on, curled up on the couch, watching Love Island or watching Love is Blind or watching any other reality dating TV show. That is what I really truly enjoy for myself, snuggled up on the couch with my cats. People's versions of what success and joy and happiness looks like are very, very different. And sometimes what can happen is we get caught up thinking that we want things that we don't want because we see other people wanting and having them. I was certainly guilty of this in my business in 2021, where I felt like, oh my gosh, I have to want these certain things or do these certain things. And since I don't have them, I can't be happy, or I'm jealous of this person, when it's like, you have to check yourself and ask yourself, is this actually what I really want? I saw this quote recently that I actually screenshotted. I think I'm going to put it on the background of my phone. It says, I'm way more interested in how my life feels to me than how it looks to others. And I don't know why, because this is so simple, but it felt so profound for me. It's like, we get so caught up in thinking about what our lives look like to other people and how other people might have things that we don't have, but we have no idea what life actually feels like for them. We have no idea what that life experience actually feels like for that person.
We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you, and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.